Well, good evening, Vita Bible Church. It is Wednesday, May the 20th, and I am excited today, having just gotten the news a little earlier this afternoon about province opening up to for us to meet in somewhat larger groups. And so we'll be in touch with you in the coming days about what that looks like for us as a church, but I am excited. I'd like to share with you Psalm chapter 16. Which is an encouraging psalm. It's called a Miktam of David. And consider these words, and may your soul be encouraged in the Lord. David writes, "Preserve me, O God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, you are my Lord. I have no good apart from you. As for the saints in the land, they are the excellent ones in whom is all my delight. The sorrows of those who run after another god shall multiply. Their drink offerings of blood I will not pour out or take their names on my lips. The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup. You hold my lot. The lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Indeed, I have a beautiful inheritance. I bless the Lord who gives me counsel. In the night also my heart instructs me. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be shaken. Therefore my heart is glad, and my whole being rejoices. My flesh also dwells secure, for you will not abandon my soul to Sheol, or let your Holy One see corruption. You make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore." David is writing this psalm in a context of some trouble. He begins by asking God to preserve him, and yet the note of the psalm is one of rejoicing. Just as we go through this now in verse 3, he talks about delighting in the saints. One translation has it. He says, "You are my Lord," to God. "I have no good apart from you." He's not going to take up the drink offerings of false gods. The lines have fallen for David in pleasant places. He has a beautiful inheritance. And verse 8 in particular was the one that God laid on my heart, is coming to this passage where David says, "I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be shaken." Trust, one thing we are continuing to learn in this time is to set the Lord always before us. And to not change that once we are able to meet back together more normally again. That with God at our right hand, then it is that we shall not be shaken. To set the Lord always before us, again and again, continually. To look to him, to trust in him, to follow him, to delight in him. David closes this psalm with words of rejoicing. He says, "My heart is glad, my whole glory or my whole being rejoices. My flesh also dwells secure, for you will not abandon my soul to Sheol or let your Holy One see corruption." Peter takes these verses from this passage and applies them in Acts chapter 2 in a sermon he's preaching. He applies them to Jesus. He says, this is actually about Jesus, who actually his soul didn't see decay. God raised Jesus from the dead. Death couldn't hold him. And the hope for us is that if God did that for Jesus, then we can trust God too. He will ultimately do that for us. Because Jesus overcame death, through faith in him, we conquer death also. So David finishes, he says, "You make known to me the path of life. In your presence, there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore." We remember what the author of Hebrews says of Christ. He says, "For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." There is fullness of joy in God's presence. We get a taste of that joy in being with one another. We get a taste of the presence of God as we spend time with his body here on earth, and it is a joyful thing to contemplate doing that again. And that's just a taste. That's just a glimpse. That's just a hint of the joy we are going to one day know most fully when we stand in God's presence complete, when we know the fullness of joy and the pleasures forever at God's right hand. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for being so good to us. Thank you for loving us, for calling us your own. And Father, in these days, we want to rejoice in you. God, we thank you for what you are doing. We pray that we could meet soon. Thank you for answering our prayer, God, and for opening up some doors here. And we look forward to doing this together, and give us continued joy in one another's presence. Give us joy in your presence, Father, even as we look forward to being with you completely one day. Thank you for what you have done, you are doing, and you will do. We just praise you and want to rejoice. We do rejoice in you, God, and who you are and what you've done. In Jesus' name, amen.